Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon, everyone. I want to thank the members of the media for joining us this afternoon at City Hall. This morning, after a conversation about the future of the Buffalo Police Department, philosophies related to policing and priorities of my administration when it comes to policing and public safety, Commissioner Joseph Grimaldi has submitted his resignation effective midnight tonight. I want to thank Commissioner Grimaldi for his nearly 30 years of service to the City of Buffalo and to the residents of the City of Buffalo, whether it was operating as a police officer, a lieutenant, a captain, chief, deputy commissioner, or commissioner. Joe Grimaldi put all he had into the Buffalo Police Department, and the department is better off for it. As I mentioned, his resignation will be effective at midnight tonight. Upon the effectiveness of that resignation, I will be naming Deputy Commissioner Alfonso Wright as acting commissioner. With 38 years of experience as a police officer, a CPO, a lieutenant, a captain, chief, and deputy commissioner, Deputy Commissioner Wright has exhibited all the traits and characteristics I think will lead to an effective leader of the police department. I've worked with him closely over the course of my time as an elected official, and I believe that he is well positioned and well experienced to lead the Buffalo Police Department well into the future. Moving forward after that, I will be submitting Deputy Commissioner Wright's name to the Buffalo Common Council for confirmation as permanently as commissioner. As I mentioned, the commissioner and I have worked together closely for a decade or more now, and I just can't speak more highly of Deputy Commissioner Wright. I think that his philosophies when it comes to policing, the priorities he has when it comes to policing, align very closely with mine. So I look forward to I look forward to the future and the confirmation process with the Buffalo Common Council after submitting Deputy Commissioner Wright's name to them for full confirmation. With that, I can open it up to any questions.
Mayor, what differing opinions between you and your former Commissioner Grimaldi regarding policing that obviously caused this?
Yeah, it's not differing opinions, I think, is probably a strong way to phrase it. You know, I think just different philosophies, different priorities. You know, the commissioner has been extremely focused on the violent crime situation in the City of Buffalo, done a great job with it, and we will continue to focus on that, but we need to make an emphasis on our nuisance crimes as well. And we need to make sure that we're paying attention to the quality of life and how some of these crimes are impacting quality of life throughout our neighborhoods, with our residents, with our small businesses. I was at a meeting the other night where you saw that on full display at the Kaisertown Coalition meeting, where these nuisance crimes, these crimes of that are impacting quality of life, have to be addressed. So, you know, after a conversation about those priorities and different philosophies, the commissioner is submitting his resignation, and we're going to move forward with Deputy Commissioner Wright.
Is he actually resigning from the police department, or is he being reassigned as a captain?
He is resigning as police commissioner, returning to his rank as captain.
What district?
He'll be assigned to the commissioner's office to assist him.
Did you explicitly ask him for his resignation?
I did not ask him, the commissioner, for his resignation today. Again, we had a conversation about the department, the future of the department, policies, priorities, things of that nature. And at by the end of the meeting, it was the commissioner has decided that he would submit his resignation.
Was there anyone tipping point in that conversation that gave you the hint that he might resign?
No, there's no, no, it was just an honest conversation about the department. You know, when you come in, I came in as mayor 3 months ago, and you review every department. You ask questions of the leadership in those departments, and on a regular basis, you review the departments. And based on this morning's conversation, the commissioner thought it'd be best he submit his resignation tonight.
Are you able to outline what the new focus, the new priorities will be going forward a little more in depth?
Yeah, I don't want to get too into the weeds. I'm not a police officer myself, but and how those will roll out. And but when it comes to policing, public safety is a number one priority of mine in this administration. If we can't keep the public safe, nothing else we're doing really matters. We can't educate kids if they're not safe. We can't improve the quality of life of our residents if they're not safe. So public safety is the number one priority of mine in this administration. So I want a presence in the different districts. I want people to be out interacting with officers interacting with the community. You know, I think far too, and I've said this repeatedly, but far too often someone's first interaction with a police officer is a negative one. And we've got to change that. Make sure our officers are out in the community, building relationships, walking our commercial corridors, making sure our business owners, our small business owners, our large business owners, our residents who are out visiting these establishments feel safe. So moving forward, it's going to be a strong emphasis on being in the neighborhoods and being present and being noticed out in the community. I've spent 12 and a half, almost 13 years in government now, representing a district that had a lot of officers in it. I do know that morale is down. It is something I'm aware of. But, you know, when it comes to the relationship between the PBA and the administration, the commissioners, whatever it might be, it's never really a perfect relationship, right? There's always a bit of an antagonistic relationship, so they'll always disagree on certain things, but one of the things that the deputy commissioner and I talked about was morale and improving morale, and I think he has some tremendous ideas on how to achieve that.
I think by a lot of measurable metrics, homicides down, shootings down, violent crime down, anything that any city would call success of policing is down under his leadership. Why was there that much of a difference between those philosophies if, you know, these major incidents are down?
Yeah, first and foremost, it's fantastic that those situations are down, those numbers are down, and we want to continue to build upon those numbers and continue to see them decrease. But I don't think there's any one person responsible for those numbers going down. You know, there's 700 plus members, men and women, in the Buffalo Police Department, I would say, who are responsible for those numbers going down as well. And I don't think the fact that the commissioner is exiting later today will impact that. I think the men and women of the Buffalo Police Department will continue to go out and do their jobs and continue to see a positive trend on those violence numbers. But what we need to see is an increase or decrease in the number of nuisance crimes and things like that taking nature, and the repetitive crimes, the repetitive nature of them.
Does the acting commissioner have anything to say regarding morale, how you hope to maybe move the needle on that?
Yeah.
Good evening. First of all, I'd like to say I thank the mayor for trusting me with the safety of the citizens of the city of Buffalo. I do have some ideas. I'm going to get with the men and women. I'm going to go to each district. I'm going to speak with the men and women. I do know some of the things I've spoken to them, and so I know some of the things that they are having difficulties with, and we'll get down and we'll talk to them. We'll make sure that we try our best to address their needs.
What are some of those key issues that you want to address almost immediately?
Well, some of the key issues I want to address is, first and foremost, I want to address their mental health. We've had problems in the past with their mental health, so that's the first thing I do. I want to address their mental health and try to help them as much as possible. Our men and women work extremely hard. Sometimes I'm not sure, you know, they get enough credit, but they do. They work hard, and they love the citizens of the city of Buffalo. And as the mayor said, quality of life, that's a big issue. I'm a East Side resident. I'm out and about a lot, so I do want to see our guys get out there and see what the businessmen need and want, and our citizens also.
Commissioner, I know you have a background in community policing. Can you talk about the prioritization of that as you move forward?
So I've been on a while, and I was one of the first community police officers 38 years ago. So I do have a background in that, and it's extremely important to me. I've always went out to the community. Most of you know I probably gave a lot of community days. We have a lot of giveaways. I know how to get, I think, to get the men and women out there speaking to the citizens. We're going to do more walking posts. We're going to talk to more businessmen. So I do. I do have a background, and I think it's a plus.
Is there a reason why Commissioner Gamalia isn't here addressing us with you?
Sorry. No, just I think the nature of the conversation today, obviously when you're in a transition period, some people might just need some time to themselves. So just more than anything, I want to thank the commissioner again for his 30 years of service to the city of Buffalo. Again, there's some fantastic things that he was able to accomplish under his leadership, but I just think some priorities and some different philosophies are leading to kind of take the department in a different direction, and I think that Deputy Commissioner Wright is going to be fantastic in doing so.
Do you expect him to stick around for more than just a short period of time?
You know, that's up to the commissioner. Obviously, he's returning to his civil service rank as captain, and so that's up to him.
And so, Mayor, can you give us a little more insight into what exactly led to the decision? I know you are saying you had this conversation today, but this is a major shakeup. Some might find it hard to believe that after one conversation, he's just going to walk away.
No, obviously it's not something I thought of for the first time today. We've been having conversations. You know, I've worked with Commissioner Gramaglia for a decade now. And, you know, just based on, you know, philosophies and maybe some priorities that I have, just might not align with his. You know, he was focused on certain things. I wanted to be focused on others. And, you know, that's typical of any transition. And a new administration coming in, there's going to be transition all across the board, different changes. So I don't think that's any different than any other new administration coming in.
Police overtime, obviously that has been north of $20 million in last year, obviously with budget issues with the city, you know, with the refocus of some of the philosophies, as you called them, the overtime budget play into this at all?
That was not part of our conversation today, but it's certainly something that's on the forefront of my mind. Obviously, the financial situation of the city is a paramount importance right now. We're entering a time period right now where departments are finalizing budgets to be submitted to the Department of Administration and Finance for review as we go through this process. But overtime is obviously a concern and a priority. The Deputy Commissioner and I have had conversations about how you can address it. Obviously, we're entering a contract negotiation with the PBA in the near future, so I don't want to get into too many things. You know, one of the things we want to do here is build a relationship. The Deputy Commissioner wants to build a strong relationship with the PBA, so I think going to them with these ideas first before putting them out publicly is probably the best move at this time.
Thank you. Was there any conversation of maybe there could be changes to be worked out with the former commissioner, or
yeah, you know, it's just like I said, at the end of the day, it's different priorities that I have, this administration has, different philosophies on how to get there. And so at the end of the day, just it seemed like a better situation where he decided he wanted to resign.